Grace, mercy, and peace are still yours. From God our Father, the Savior whose birth we celebrate, God the Holy Spirit who uses word and sacrament to tell us all about the amazing gift that the light of the world has come. The excitement is over. All the wrapping paper has now been destroyed, probably thrown away. The family has come and gone. Not just the memories, a couple of pictures on your phone that maybe in 2, 3, 4 months you might actually pull off and look at again. Excitement's gone. All that's left now is it's dark and it's dreary and it's cold and you're just waiting for the credit card bills to arrive. The excitement is over. Oh, there's still a few Christmas lights that are out there, but you're starting to drive past houses and you can see them beginning to come down. Sometimes you can see that the lights are still on the house, but they're not turning them on anymore. Maybe that's why people often talk about the post-Christmas letdown. You've got all of this special stuff. You've got all these exciting things. There's special music, and there's special lights, and there's special food, and there's special times, and then it ends. And then January hits, and there's nothing special. The excitement is over. Almost. Maybe in our minds, Epiphany doesn't carry the same weight as Christmas does. But we're going to take a look back again to Isaiah and rejoice in his gospel promises. And today, as you and I look at Isaiah chapter 60, Epiphany is exciting. Despite what the world tells you and me, despite the fact that Christmas is coming to an end and we're starting to move on and going back to the regular routines and school is starting and work is starting back up, Epiphany is exciting. The light has come. And because of that, the nations will come. Epiphany is exciting. Isaiah helps us see that excitement. We've been spending some time with this prophet. We've been rejoicing in those gospel promises that he gives to us. We've had the joy of seeing him make these promises. We've had the joy of allowing him to show us that the promises are kept, all wrapped up in that precious little baby whose birth we celebrate. And now as we move into Epiphany, Isaiah allows us to see those promises in action. The light has come. Epiphany is exciting. It's exciting because of what he says. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is dawning upon you. The glory of the Lord. Perhaps you recognize that phrase. The glory of the Lord appears any number of times throughout the pages of Scripture, especially in the Old Testament. Whenever the glory of the Lord appears, you and I are reminded that something significant is about to take place in God's plan of salvation. And so the glory of the Lord was there in that pillar of cloud and pillar of fire as God took His people out of Egypt and began to keep that promise and bring them back to the land He said He would give to them. The glory of the Lord appeared when the tabernacle, and later the temple, was dedicated. That was the spot. That's where God said, I'm going to come to you. And I'm going to let you come to me. That was the spot where He showed them time and time and day after day about the amazing sacrifice that was going to be made to take all of their sins away. The glory of the Lord shone all around those shepherds as the angel proclaimed that Jesus was born. The glory of the Lord was there on the mountain of transfiguration when God the Father said, that's the one. That's the Savior. Listen to Him. The glory of the Lord was often the visible reminder that the Savior, God, was present. Exciting stuff. The light has come. And we need the light. Look. The darkness covers the earth, and deep darkness covers the peoples. But the Lord will dawn upon you, and His glory will be seen over you. The reason you and I enjoy light so much is because we do understand darkness. As Isaiah says, to arise and shine, to rejoice in the fact that the light has come, he does remind us of the darkness in which you and I live. This darkness that covers this world, you know what darkness is. Perhaps you were in the basement of your house when the power went off. Or maybe on one of those tours in caves where the tour guide said, okay, everybody turn your lights off. You can think of times when you were in a dark place, and even if you were home, and as familiar as you are with your home, when it got that dark, it was a little tough to move around. Clouds cover the peoples, thick darkness. Isaiah uses the picture of a fog. Perhaps you've been there too. You finally had to pull over. You couldn't drive anymore. The fog was so thick that you couldn't see. That's the darkness this world is in. The darkness that is so thick and so pervasive and enshrouds us so much that you and I probably didn't even realize how dark we were. You think of someone who was born blind. Perhaps he understands or maybe knows that there's things he doesn't see, but he doesn't really know what he's missing because he's never seen. You and I didn't know what we were missing. The darkness was so thick that we could not see where we were going. We had no idea what we were doing, and we really didn't care. We didn't know any differently. We were content to do whatever I wanted to do. We were content to use you for my purposes. We were content to grab whatever this world had to offer. We were content to leave God aside. We kind of had a vague idea that He was out there. We had a vague idea that there were some things we probably ought not to be doing, but we really didn't care. And so we stumbled around in the dark and we groped around in the dark, not even realizing how lost we were. We get it, because we still see ourselves struggling with that darkness. We still find ourselves struggling with that sin that puts us in that darkness of unbelief. And if that unbelief is not dealt with, sin puts us in the darkness of hell. That's why Epiphany is so exciting. We're not in the dark anymore. We're not stumbling around and groping and trying to figure this out all on our own. The light has come. And if you're like me, over these last couple of weeks, you perhaps have had opportunities to do some traveling. And because of the weather, we took off a little earlier than what we normally would have, and so we took off when it was still dark. How nice it was when dawn came. When it got a little lighter, and a little warmer, and a little easier to see. The light has come. Jesus has dawned. No longer are we in the darkness, but now we can see. Now we know who He is, and now we know what He says we are. And that light has dawned and it shines all around us. That's why Epiphany is so exciting. The one that God had promised would come has now come. The light has come. And because the light has come, the nations will come. Again, Epiphany is exciting, and Isaiah allows us to see that excitement. Nations will walk to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Look up, look all around and see. All of them have been gathered. They are coming to you. Your sons will come from far away, and people will carry your daughters on their side. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will race with excitement and burst with joy. Isaiah pictures Israel's excitement as they see what's coming. The nations will come. The people are coming. Isaiah looks ahead to the end of the Babylonian captivity, and those few people who had been left behind in Israel look up and they actually get to see the remnant coming back. They get to see their fellow countrymen returning. And not only do they get to see them returning, but the nations are carrying them. Persians are the ones who said, you may go back home. The king was even encouraging it. Kings will come and see what is going on in the land of Israel as the people come back. Exciting! But it's not just the people that are coming. Look at all the gifts that are coming too. For great riches from the sea will be delivered to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. Caravans of camels will cover your land, young camels from Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba will come. They will carry gold and incense, and they will announce the good news of the praise of the Lord. All those gifts that are coming, being brought to God's people, the wealth of the nations, the riches of the sea, camels covering their land, the gold and the incense, all of these things that the people are bringing as they return, all of the gifts given to the glory, and all of it is coming because of that last phrase. The people are coming, the gifts are coming, because of the good news. Which does remind us that Isaiah is seeing a little bit more than just the return from Babylon. They proclaim the good news of what has taken place. The nations will come. Sinners will come. The Apostle Paul marveled at the amazing mystery that he had the privilege of proclaiming in the second lesson. He was absolutely amazed that he, the least of all the apostles, could be the one to say, "You know who these nations are? You are those nations." God in His amazing grace is bringing Jew and Gentile to Himself. The good news is that the light has come. Jesus has been born. He stepped into this world. He lived, He died, He rose again. You now know that your sin is forgiven. So come. Drawn to that light, the nations come and rejoice in that amazing good news. That's why Epiphany is exciting. The light has come. The nations will come. And now you and I have the same joy. Your heart will race with excitement and burst with joy. Look at what you have. You've got the Word. You have God's love letter written to you. It's there in your pew. It's printed in your worship folder. You might have two or three copies of it at home. You can even get it on your phone. Look at what you have. You have the amazing Word of God who comes to you and He opens up those pages of Scripture so that you can understand your darkness and see what the light has done about it. You know you're saved. You know you're forgiven. You know that baby wrapped in those swaddling cloths and lying in the manger is none other than your Savior, the light of the world, who came into this world to dispel all of that darkness. And as you fight that darkness, you've got your Savior on your side. Look at what you have. You've got the sacrament. The very body and blood that Jesus wrapped Himself in, He now wants to give to you. He gives it to you, and as He gives you that Word, He promises, this is going to build your faith. This is going to strengthen your faith. This gives you again the forgiveness of sins. I'm giving Myself to you so that you can come to Me. Look at what you have. And even though these things perhaps seem somewhat routine, somewhat normal, it's exciting. It's exciting every day to hear again the light has come and you get to be part of the nations who come to Him because of that amazing good news. Epiphany is exciting. And now that you know what you have, look at what you get to do. Just like Isaiah saw the excitement of Israel, the excitement as God's Old Testament church saw the people and saw the gifts streaming toward it. So now God says, I'm going to use you to do that. Look at what you get to do. You get to bring the people. Just review the last couple of months. Between Welcome Home and Christmas, we've been rejoicing in those fellow members of ours, those who are gathering with us to lift us up and to support us and to encourage us as we together praise our Lord and our God. We've been rejoicing because some of these people we don't get to see all that often. Some of them perhaps we get to see all the time. Some of them we only see here. Some of them, by God's amazing grace, perhaps we're beginning to see more. Bring them. God uses you to encourage, to support, and to share, and to bring, and rejoice together in the amazing gift of these people who are coming to the glory of the Lord and God. And then, look around. There are people in this community who maybe don't share this excitement. Maybe they are in that post-Christmas letdown because they actually think the excitement is done. There's a reason God put you across the street, or next door, or in the next desk at the schoolroom, or in the cubicle right beside theirs. You get to bring them. Show them that amazing good news. Rejoice again in that amazing love that has been given to you and to them. Epiphany is exciting. The light has come. The nations will come. He uses you to do it. And He also uses you to bring the gifts. I doubt it's going to be camels. Probably not gold. But look at the amazing things that God has supplied to you and to me. Supplied everything that you and I need for body and life, and then gives us the opportunity to bring those gifts back to Him. And notice what the gifts are for. All the opportunities. Look at the opportunities this congregation, just this one little grouping of God's people have. We're in the process of calling for a second pastor because we want to do a better job at reaching out to our own members to build each other up, encourage each other. We want to do a better job of getting into this community and letting them know who their Lord and their Savior is. The opportunities in that school. Children coming to us and their families coming to us. Opportunities to proclaim that amazing good news that the light has come. They're part of the nations who are also coming. Opportunities abound. And we have the privilege and we have the honor of using the gifts that God first gave to us to keep those opportunities and grab those opportunities. But notice who the gift is for. You don't give a gift to a budget. You're not giving a gift to pay off some bills. You're not giving a gift to pay admission fee into this particular service. You're giving a gift to Jesus. You're praising Him. You're thanking Him for all that He has done. Epiphany is exciting. The light has come. The nations will come. We get to be part of those nations and He uses us to keep the excitement going. This is exciting. True, by the time you get back here next week, all these decorations will be gone. More and more signs of Christmas will be going away. But the excitement hasn't stopped and the excitement isn't going to stop. Because God made some promises, and God kept those promises. And now you and I get to move into this Epiphany season, and we watch Jesus carry out those promises. We get to see Him. We listen to Him. We watch what He does. We see that He is none other than the Son of God who stepped into this world to bring every promise into action and keep the excitement going. He uses you. You get to be part of His plan now. And you will be with Him forever. In heaven. Epiphany is exciting. Amen.